I notice that Ramona is watching Eileen. What's up with her? I ask.
Oh, her mind wanders.
Billington picks up his knife and fork and slices into a sausage.
Mostly all over her manufacturing sites. Remote viewing is a marvelous management tool, don't you think?
The sausage bleeds juice across his plate. I suddenly realize there are no hash browns or tomatoes or mushrooms or anything like that in front of him. It's wall-to-wall dead animal flesh.
You should try it sometime.
Ramona looks me in the eye.
He told me what he wants me to do, Bob.
I raise an eyebrow.
What, ride the grab down to the abyssal plane? With you providing a running commentary,
Billington slides in unctuously.
After all, your current unfortunate state has certain transient advantages, does it not?
He smiles.
He also told me what he was offering.
She looks away, distraught.
I'm sorry, Bob. You were right.
You... I stop. You're going to trust him? I ask via our private channel.
It's not just the binding to my aspect, she says, tongue-tied as she hunts for words. If I do this for him, he makes McMurray set me free. What alternative do I have?
Billington's been watching us in silence for the past short while. Now he interrupts in my direction.
If I may explain?
He nods at Ramona.
You have a simple choice. Cooperate, and I will have one of my associates perform the rite of disentanglement. You two will be free of each other forever if you so choose, and free of Ms. Random's demon. You'll both live happily ever after, aside for a period of a few weeks during which you will be guests with limited freedom of movement while I complete my current project. After it is finished, I can promise you there will be no reprisals from your employers. Nothing can possibly go wrong. You see, I don't need to be nasty. It's a win-win situation all round.
I lick my dry lips.
What if I don't want to cooperate?
Billington shrugs.
Then you don't run my errand, and I don't pay you for it.
He spears a strip of bacon, saws it in half, and raises it to his teeth.
Business is business, Mr. Howard.
I flinch as if someone's walked over my grave. He's making me an offer I can't refuse, disguising a threat of lethal violence as passive inaction. All he has to do to threaten us is let the nature of our entanglement take its course. I flash back to the yawning horror hiding behind Ramona's soul, the dead weight of Mark's body lying on top of her, suffocating and squeezing the breath from her body. Lock her up in her cabin for a few days, and what will she eat? The thing inside her needs to feed. I have a sudden, disquieting vision. Ramona and myself, blurring at the edges, one confused mind in two bodies locked in separate cells, stalked by the dark side of our hybrid soul, as the other works itself up into an orgiastic fever that can only be satisfied by swallowing our minds. I'm not giving up, I tell her silently, then nod at Billington.
I get the picture. Business is business. I'll cooperate. Excellent. Or jolly good, as I believe you English would say.
He smiles in evident delight as he spears the other half of the strip of bacon and dangles it at knee level. A white streak blurs out of the shadows under the table and snaps the bacon right off his fork.
Ah, Fluffy, there you are.
Billington reaches down and picks up the large white cat, who turns his head and stares at me with sky-blue eyes that are disturbingly human.
I believe it's about time you were introduced. Say hello to Mr. Howard, Fluffy.
Fluffy stares at me like I'm an oversized mouse, then hisses charmlessly. Billington grins at me from behind 6 kilos of annoyed cat.
Fluffy is what this is really about, Mr. Howard. I'm only doing this to keep him in kitty kibble, after all.
Kitty kibble? I shake my head. Fluffy is wearing a diamond collar that belongs in the Tower of London, with a platoon of beef-eaters standing guard over it.
I, for one, welcome our new feline overlords. I tip the cat an ironic nod.
I thought you could cover the cat food bill out of the petty cash, asks Ramona.
Fluffy has very expensive tastes. Billington dotes on the wretched animal, which has calmed down slightly and is permitting him to scratch it behind the ears.